So at this time, I would like to introduce our item six, which will be a discussion and informational item pertaining to the agriculture order 4.0. And before asking to Mr. Robertson to introduce the topic, I would have liked to go through some, you know, rules for this meeting, because we do have a lot of presenters, a lot of different topics both days, and I felt it was important to frame a little bit how we're going to approach this to make it time effective and also fair for all parties. So the first comment pertains to the Ag Workshop. Number one, public comments on this item will occur each day after all panel discussions are completed for that day. Therefore, there'll be opportunity for comment on both Thursdays and Fridays after all the panelists have presented. This is to prevent a lot of stop and go after each presenter. Number two, each commenter must complete and submit a comment card and must speak on the issue directly relating to the Ag Order 4.0 and panel discussion. And by the way, I will use also the timer for the time allocation for each panelist. So I will look at my right at our clerk of the board to keep track of the time for me. Thank you. Each commenter is allowed 3 minutes unless otherwise previously approved by the executive officer and the board chair. That's for public comments on these items. Panelists will not be allowed an additional public comment opportunity separate from the panel presentation on either Thursday or Friday. This is to prevent a, you know, kind of a vicious circle of commenters commenting on comments made about their comments. And then please speak slowly to assist our translator and the court reporter who is in this room. We will only have this room until 5 p.m., so to ensure each panelist receives his or her allotted time, we will be using the timer, as I indicated. So the reason where I will perhaps at time come across as inflexible in terms of the time is because by 5 we need to leave the room, and I want to make sure every one of you had the opportunity to give your presentations. So for my colleagues, board members, board member will be able to ask questions, and this time will not be deducted from the presenter's allocated time. So that's one thing also I'll request your assistance, Ms. Olson, is when one of us asks a question, you stop the timer. Thank you. This item is intended as a listening and question asking session with stakeholders and not intended to be a deliberation on the Ag Order 4.0 content. And then lastly, a public forum, which is for today and for tomorrow, Friday. The public forum is for discussion of items which are not on the agenda. And I will also request speaker cards before the start of the public comments. So this concludes some of our little guidelines to make this process smooth and fair for everyone. Thank you. So, Mr. Robertson, if you please could introduce this item.
Sure. Thank you, Chair Wolf. This item is a workshop. This is a bit of a change of direction for us. We were planning options rollout, but we decided this would be a great opportunity for stakeholders to have their time to speak directly to the board. This agenda item is a series of stakeholder panel discussions associated with the development of Ag Order 4.0. Today and tomorrow's items follow informational items from March and May 2018 board meetings, where staff and guest presenters provided content on current water quality conditions throughout the region. These collective discussions provide context, information, and data as part of the early stages of Ag Order 4.0 development. The purpose of this item is to provide stakeholders from various perspectives an opportunity to speak directly to the Central Coast Water Board and to its staff, and for other stakeholders to have the opportunity to hear a different perspective. Regarding speakers' ideas and in dealing with water quality-related issues, these issues are specifically outlined in the staff report at the bottom of page 1 and the top of page 2. Additionally, this workshop provides a forum for stakeholders to convey information about farming practices and impacts from discharges associated with agriculture. The workshop is truly a listening session. Our intent is to provide stakeholders an opportunity to be heard, and for staff and board and the public to listen and take note and react as appropriate to what we hear today and tomorrow as we proceed in the development of the new Ag Order. A little bit on logistics. We have a significant number of presentations scheduled over the next 2 days. The associated timeline is very tight. There is no surplus or extra time, particularly today. Therefore, any panelist scheduled for today who is not heard will not be heard unless we bump another panelist scheduled for Friday. As the chair mentioned, we have built in time for board members to engage questions with each panelist. That said, we need to stay on the schedule and such that we provide everybody the opportunity to be heard. Okay, so today we're going to hear primarily from agricultural interests, and then tomorrow is focused on environmental and environmental justice interests. And then, as the chair mentioned, there will be an opportunity for public comment at the end of each of the panel sessions, the larger panel sessions at the end of the day today and at the end of the item tomorrow. With that, I'll turn it over to Chris Rose. And Chris will set out a little bit of a framework for this item and what we've asked of the individual panelists.
Good morning, Chair Wolf and members of the board. I'm Christopher Rose with the Central Coast Water Board. And with me here today is Elaine Saul, who is the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program Manager, as well as Arwin Wyatt Mayer, who is the Project Manager for Agricultural Order 4.0. And staff is really not going to be saying too much today, because the goal of today's workshop include for stakeholders to interact directly with the board, and to listen, hear, and understand stakeholders' ideas and concerns regarding Agricultural Order 4.0, and to consider incorporation of stakeholder ideas and concerns in Ag Order 4.0. As Mr. Robertson said, and as Chair Wolf said, this is really a listening session. Staff is taking notes. Thank you. But the reality is that we have to develop an agricultural order, and as you know, the current agricultural order expires on March 7th in 2020. So we need to develop an order that is, of course, consistent with policy and basin plan and rules and so on. So to do that, we shared 6 framing questions with all the panelists who are presenting over the next 2 days. And I'm going to read those framing questions for you right now. The first one is, what can growers and the regional board do to demonstrate quantifiable progress to minimize nitrate discharge to groundwater to achieve water quality objectives? What can growers and the regional board do to demonstrate quantifiable progress to minimize nutrient discharge to surface waters to achieve water quality objectives? What can growers and the regional board do to demonstrate quantifiable progress to minimize toxicity in surface waters from pesticide discharges to achieve water quality objectives? What can growers and the regional board do to ensure that riparian and wetland habitat is protected due to agricultural activities and discharges? What can growers and the regional board do to demonstrate quantifiable progress to minimize sediment discharge to achieve water quality objectives? And how can the regional board use discharge permit requirements to ensure current and future affordable, safe, and clean water for drinking and environmental uses? So we shared these six questions with all the panelists and asked for them to address one or more of these questions with at least half of the amount of time that they are presenting today. That being said, it's a workshop, and frankly, nobody is going to be pulled off of the microphone. But nevertheless, these framing questions were shared with all the panelists. The workshop schedule, as Mr. Robertson said, today we are going to hear from the agricultural panel. I'm not going to read over their basic discussion points. They're here, bullets 1 through 4, after which we have comment cards, as Chair Wolf said. And with that, we would like to thank all the participating people here and people who are observing and are listening, and I would like to invite the agricultural panel to the microphone.
Chair Wolf, this is Stephanie Yu, counsel to the board. Just a couple of things that I wanted to bring to the board's attention before the panelists begin. A appeals court decision in Monterey Coast Keeper versus State Water Resources Control Board was issued earlier this week. This is a case where State Board and not the Regional Board is a party, and it concerns the 2013 modification that the State Board made to this Regional Board's 2012 agricultural order. The Office of Chief Counsel is still evaluating what this decision means. And the reason I raise this right now is that you might hear some of the panelists discuss it during the discussions today and tomorrow. Just one more reminder that the purpose of the discussions today and tomorrow are for the regulated community and other interested persons to provide early input on the upcoming Agricultural Order 4.0.
Good morning. My name is Abby Taylor Silva. I'm with the Grower Shipper Association of Central California. We're very pleased today to come and bring you a panel of agricultural stakeholders who are going to talk to you about a number of facets as it relates to farming and water quality. We've heard from you over the last couple of years that you really want to hear from growers, and so that's really what we've worked to provide you this morning. The beginning of the day is going to be really focused on education. So while there will be pieces that tie into your questions, what we've done is we've really asked the growers to come and tell you their stories to help understand kind of foundational elements of farming on the Central Coast. The afternoon is going to be more focused on addressing your questions and the priorities we wanted to bring forward. As Chris already shared, here's the outline of our panel today. Norm Groot is going to be keeping time both for our panelists but also for the board, so we've budgeted some time. He'll kind of walk through what that timing looks like in a moment. And we wanted to just start everything off by just sharing with you some of the key themes we want to provide today. You know, working landscapes, as you all are aware, are very vital to our community. They bring jobs, beautiful landscapes to view every day, and healthy food to our nation here on the Central Coast. Agriculture is the number one economic sector in almost all Central Coast communities and counties. In Monterey County alone, ag employs over 53,000 people directly, and then the spending of those employees employs another 17,800 jobs in the county. In Santa Barbara County, similarly, agriculture contributes to over 25,000 jobs. Central Coast agriculture certainly enhances the dinner plates throughout the nation and the world. 88% of our country's strawberries are grown here in California, 71% of our lettuce, 99%+ of our artichokes, and as you might be aware, we're also pretty well known for our Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. It's very important that we focus on the balance of water quality improvement and sustainability overall. Agriculture is committed to improving management practices with an eye toward water quality improvement, while also maintaining economically sustainable farming in the Central Coast region. Sustainable farming considers the needs of the people in the community, the environment, and a company's ability to economically sustain, compete, and thrive.